If the sustainable agriculture movement is to succeed, and there's every reason to believe it's doing just that, it has to succeed on the ground level in individual communities. In Pu'unene, Maui, the nerve center is the Hali'i Maile Community Garden, which has more than 100 plots of land available. Lori Feroldi is the secretary treasurer and one of the volunteers who keep it going. She's on the line from there. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Chris.
And when I say volunteers who keep it going, that's quite a few people, isn't it?
It takes quite a few people to keep it going, yes.
How many would you estimate in your community up there?
We have about 60 people right now that are working on it, and three full-time staff volunteers.
And what's the work of the staff volunteers? What kind of things do they do in the course of their day?
Mainly the standard management, you know, things like as secretary treasurer, I take care of the banking and paying the bills and that sort of thing. Our president takes care of it.
Lori, I can barely hear you. Can you get a little closer to your phone?
How's that?
Much better.
Okay.
What were you saying?
I was saying that mainly we take care of normal business operations. For example, paying the bills that we have, the water bill and things like that that come in, handling any issues that arise. You know, repair and maintenance of the equipment, supplies,
sure,
and things like that.
Well, just using the water bill as an example, but does everybody chip in on that, or how does that work?
Everybody pays a fee. It's $100 a year that they put in towards the pool that then gets paid out to the landscaper and the water bill, and everything else we do through grants.
Mm-hmm. And does that manage to keep you afloat? Well, you're still in existence, right?
It does. We try to keep the cost affordable for everybody so they can participate. So we keep it at a bare minimum, just enough to pay the water bill, and we monitor, you know, our usage closely.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of things are people growing there?
We have lots of bananas and papayas. Some of our community grows things like taro, cassava, and that sort of thing. And then, of course, we have all the standard vegetables, lettuce, kale, chard, onions, carrots, beets, that sort of thing.
What kind of terrain? I'm trying to visualize where you are in terms of elevation and rainfall and soil and things like that.
We're actually right behind the neighborhood in Hali'i Maile, so we get quite a bit of rainfall, not as much as Haiku, but enough, but not too much. We do get a lot of sun up there, so it's kind of really perfect conditions for growing most things. It doesn't get cold enough to do things like apples, but we have a real good climate for growing most everything year-round.
How many growing seasons do you get?
Pretty much two, I would say. There's the winter season where things like spinach will grow better than they would in the summertime, and then in the summertime we have the hotter season that things like tomatoes really enjoy and produce abundantly.
Mm-hmm. And do some people come to you who are relatively unschooled in gardening and raising vegetables?
Oh, yes. We get people from all walks of life, people that are full-on experts that have gone to school and studied agriculture, and we have plenty of people that have no idea how to do anything and are just coming in to learn and, you know, have an interest in growing. So, yeah, we get people from all over.
For those people who come in and have an interest in learning, what are the first things that they need to sort of understand?
Well, usually we talk about the terrain a little bit, the climate, because the first thing, if they're starting a garden, that they're going to need to understand is how to set up their plot and how to set up the irrigation in their plot, because that's kind of a basic that you need to decide on before you start planting.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually talk about how to amend the soil. You know, like in our climate, we're very close to eucalyptus trees surrounding our property, so we need to add lots of compost. Usually we use manure and also lime, which is, we use calcium or dolomite for that purpose. And that helps to offset the magnesium that the eucalyptus puts into the soil so that the plants can uptake the nutrients. So we talk about
again,
like that.
Lori, I'm losing your voice. You tend to trail off at the end of a sentence, but you were saying that the magnesium comes from eucalyptus trees. What is the effect of that on the soil?
When there's eucalyptus present, it puts more magnesium into the soil. And you need a balance of calcium and magnesium for healthy plant life so they can uptake the other nutrients. So because we're around a lot of eucalyptus, we have to make sure that we routinely put more calcium into the soil. And we do that through dolomite. Or oyster shell flour is another good source of calcium. And, you know, most farmers call that lime. You're adding lime to your soil.
But and it looks as if your emphasis is clearly on natural sources, right, rather than chemical fertilizer.
Yes, we do everything organically, and we do sustainable agriculture. So the things that we use, we try to use to improve the health of the soil,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, improves the health of the plants and then reduces pesticide use and that sort of thing, which a lot of people are very interested in now.
It sounds as if there's a fair amount of science that people need to understand going in, that there might be a surprise to a novice how much they need to know.
Sure. You know, there's a lot of different things that you encounter, different plant diseases that you have to pay attention to. And, you know, none of us really know it all. If we see the leaves turning yellow on an eggplant, we may not truly understand what's causing that. And we need to do some research and look into the science and find out what the potential causes are and then work on treating it so that we can grow healthy eggplants.
I would think for a lot of the people working together that you might run into a problem, be able to ask the person in the adjoining, but there's a lot of shared information, I would think.
Yes, there is, and that's one of the wonderful aspects of being part of a community garden is that you do have a base of the community as a knowledge resource. So, you know, if there is something going on, chances are your neighbors encountered the same issue and has some tips for you. So it really helps narrow down the time that it takes to resolve, pest issues and disease issues.
You know, I'm in looking at your website and the different things you're growing, I'm startled by the variety. There are a few things I would have expected, the things that you mentioned, but it goes, it's really quite a wide range here, isn't there?
There is, and, you know, a lot of people like to experiment with different things. One of the things that was in our newsletter recently was the Kiwano melon, and it's also known as the African horned melon, and it's this big, long melon shaped like a cucumber that has horns on it, and the inside looks like a cucumber. And it's kind of a tart sweet fruit that we've just started growing at the garden. And these are not things that you would normally see in your farmer's market or your grocery store. So it's kind of fun to have an opportunity to get to try and experiment with different things. There's more varieties of corn, for example, than we even know exist. We know of blue corn and yellow corn in the stores, but there's all kinds of multicolored corn and red corn and golden corns. It's just amazing the variety of things that we can grow. And that's what's really fun about gardening is getting to experiment and try and taste all these unique vegetables.
Well, I'm going to look for those African horned melons with some degree of alarm, but it sounds pretty interesting.
They are kind of scary looking, but they're very tasty.
So, sounds good, Lori. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lori Feroldi is the Secretary Treasurer of the Hili'i Maile Community Garden on Maui, which is holding a 2-hour community activity day Saturday, August 27th at 10:30 a.m. And you can find out how to sign up through our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.